Okay, hey everyone, Jefferson Graham, USA Today here, talking tech. What do we think about the new Samsung Galaxy S10? Well, our friend Eli Blumenthal from USA Today has been playing with his phone for a few days, and he's going to fill everyone in on his thoughts about the latest Galaxy. Eli?
Thanks for having me on, Jeff. Yes, the Galaxy S10 family, really, comes out on Friday, March 8th. And I've been using the S10 Plus for the better part of the last week and a half. And it's an excellent phone. It's got a beautiful 6.4-inch display. That's the S10 Plus model. The S10 and S10e have slightly smaller displays. Absolutely stunning screen. A really cool new fingerprint sensor that, after a software update, seems to work fine. That puts the fingerprint sensor inside the display. It's got 5 cameras total, 3 on the back and 2 on the front. The cheaper model, the S&E, only has 3 cameras.
Well, Eli, the headline for the people that have an S8 or an S9, what are the major improvements, differences with this phone?
So the 3 main differences: the display, it now is similar to the iPhone in that it goes edge to edge and covers, Samsung says, 93% or just over 93% of the display. There's a little cutout for the front camera, as opposed to the iPhone and the Pixel, which have what's known as a notch, that little bar along the top of the phone. The fingerprint sensor is no longer on the back. It's now built into the screen, which is really cool, futuristic vibe there. And then lastly, the cameras. So on the S10 Plus, which is the model I've been using for the last week and a half, there are 5 total sensors, 3 on the back, 2 on the front. On the back, on the S10 and S10 Plus, is a new ultra-wide lens, which is something Samsung hasn't had on their phones, on their S line of phones, at least before. It lets you take really wide angle shots, and actually I found to be pretty good. And on the front, on the S10 Plus, there's a second camera for better, depth and selfies.
Okay, well, let's go through those 5 lenses. So one of them is wide, one of them is normal, and the other three are what?
So there are 5 sensors. So the 3 on the back are wide, which is the standard lens that most people use, a telephoto lens, which provides an extra zoom, and then this new ultra-wide mode that captures more of the field of view, and Samsung says is a more complete field of view, similar to what you see with your eye.
All right. So after using this phone for a week and a half, would you ditch the 8 or the 9 to buy the new one?
The 9, I'm not so sure. Just because last year you probably spent a lot of money to get the 9. And the difference is, while they're nice, the ultra-wide lens is nice, the fingerprint sensor is cool, the display looks great, the 9 is a fantastic phone. And it still is a fantastic phone. The new software updates that Samsung has started rolling out with Android 9 are excellent. So there's no real rush if you just got a phone, you know, in the last couple of months or even in the last year, to necessarily ditch it and jump to the new one. If you have an 8, and the battery's starting to go, and the camera maybe isn't performing as well as you would have liked, then yes, if you're happy with Galaxy and you love that phone, the S10 Plus is, or the S10 line really, is a natural upgrade and one that you'll be pretty happy with.
Alrighty. It's phone season once again early in 2019. Eli Blumenthal from USA Today, thanks for filling us in. Remind everybody how to find you on Twitter, Eli.
I'm on Twitter at Eli Blumenthal, ELIBLUMENTHAL.
All right. I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online podcasts. Stick with USA Today for the latest. And thank you for listening.